This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Friday show.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
So there's no real good way to get into this. And I feel like we jinxed ourselves yesterday when we said, hey, tomorrow's Friday. Friday's going to feel really good. Because honestly, behind the scenes right now, y'all, Friday's not feeling too good. We're feeling a little heavy right now. If you've been a Mix 106.5 listener for a long time, I'm going to turn this off.
Yeah.
If you've been a Mix 106.5 listener for a long time, then you obviously know the name Priestley. Priestley has been a huge staple, not just for this radio station, but multiple radio stations here in Baltimore. And yesterday, he was let go. And man, we are feeling that effect just like you are this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're feeling that effect. If we're the first one to tell you that news and you've listened to the station for a long time, sorry to start your morning out this way, but it wouldn't feel authentic if we didn't just come in here and just talk like we do, you know? Like, this is kind of what you expect from us, to be honest with you. And I don't have a company agenda right now. I don't have anything. I wasn't presented anything to talk about. We just want to just talk with you about how we're really feeling about all this, you know?
Yeah, Priestley is not only a massive part of the station, but he's also a friend. He's our friend. And this is something that hurts to talk about. And just, unfortunately, how you're probably seeing on the news how there's just a lot of layoffs everywhere. Unfortunately, that is something that we had to go through as well. And I think that those things are, it's really hard to deal with things that are outside of your control. And not only is Priestley a friend of ours, but he was a really big part in making us feel welcomed during a time that it was really hard to be here. We didn't know anyone. And something that I've just always loved about him is his heart. And just like a behind the scenes story is, like, when Kramer and I first got here, he invited us to his house, which is like just so crazy.
Yeah.
But it's just so him. He invited us over and we're hanging out in the Priestley family studio and in his backyard. And it's a tough day. It's a tough day, and we love him so much, and so it wouldn't feel right to act like nothing's going on, because that's something that we're definitely feeling. And so we just wanted to at least give that respect, because he deserves to be loved.
He does.
And if there's anything that you can do, is sending love his way right now.
Yeah. I know that Priestley made you feel the same way. If you listened to the station for a long time, he was obviously an integral part in the radiothons. And, man, there's just, it's just a lot of just, I don't know. I'm feeling like a lot of, I don't want to get emotional. It's just like a lot of like survivor's guilt in this too, you mm-hmm. know, where mm-hmm. it's like, he's a good guy, and none of this had to do anything with who he was as a person.
No, not at all. I think what it feels, why it feels even heavier is because so much of what happened yesterday is happening all over the country. That's why.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are going through this right now, and I think that's why yesterday and last night and today, it feels really hard.
Yeah.
But more than anything, we're thinking of our friend and we love him so much, and he could definitely use the love and good vibes. Yeah. And so we've always cheered him on, and we will always be cheering him on, and he will always be loved by everyone here, yeah. a part of the Mix 106.5 family.
That's the best thing you can do, honestly, is just, I mean, he's not dead, okay? Like, he's not dead, and he will have a triumphant return, and just send him some love, you know? Just send him some love, because I know he'd love to hear from you. I know he's going to feel disconnected from all this, but he's a good guy. All right. We just had to get that out. It's going to be a fun show, I promise. I've seen the schedule. We're going to have fun today, but just thanks for being here, man. Just really thank you for keeping our show on and giving us a chance.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess.
A different way to experience the Maryland Zoo is coming to Baltimore next month with a special after-hours event featuring Chinese lanterns and hundreds of thousands of lights. It's called Spring Illuminations, and there's not going to be any live animals during events, but they will have animated, glowing, lit-up animals with thousands of high-efficiency LED lights from the moment you entered the zoo all the way through. And this event kicks off April 3rd, running through June 6th, from 6 to 10 p.m., and you can get all the info on marylandzoo.org.
Number two.
A new app called Touch Grass has a very unique approach to fighting excessive use of social media. The app blocks access to social media platforms until users physically go outside and touch grass. And to unlock certain apps on the phone, you have to take a photo of yourself literally touching grass. And then you can choose to unlock other apps either for like 15, 60 minutes or until sunset. So if you're interested in this, Touch Grass launches on March 14th.
It's pretty smart, man.
It's like, pretty cool.
I mean, we could all use a little more outside, a little less phone. Like, is that how you're feeling right now when you get on your phone? Are you feeling heavy?
Yeah.
Are you feeling like, God,
yeah.
like no matter
it's
what app you're in, it's like, ugh.
Number one.
Charlie XCX is rumored to be in talks to play White Witch in Greta Gerwig's upcoming adaptation of The Chronicles of Narnia on Netflix. Things are still in motion. Nothing is confirmed, but she's apparently a top choice for the role. So Netflix actually announced that they would develop a new take on The Chronicles of Narnia back in 2018, Gerwig signing on in 2020. The first movie is set to come out next year with an exclusive two-week IMAX run worldwide set for Thanksgiving 2026.
I mean, it sounds solid. Especially if you're like, she did such a good job with Barbie, you know, that like,
yeah.
I feel like it could be real.
Chronicles of Narnia?
I know. I don't know anything, though, about Charlie XCX.
What?
I know. And I know it sounds terrible. Like,
this
I don't,
is
I don't
so
want to sound like a dinosaur.
Cool.
But I feel like I just don't know enough about her to know if she's the right person for that role or not. Now, keep
she
in mind.
She will be.
She must be. I read the books. I saw the movies back in the day. A lot of passion for it. So I'm going to trust you.
I think
when you
that
say she's. Now,
Charlie,
you also thought Ariana Grande was good and Wicked, so it makes me a little worried.
We're not going to talk about that because I'm not going to. I really don't have the energy to even, like, to even go there with you. But I feel like Charlie has the ability to really come off just very, like, stone cold, but, like, regal. right. And maybe even like a little bit like darkness there.
Yeah.
I think it would be so good. Right. This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, let's go. We got $1,000 in free Dash In gas that you could win. Just play along in your car. Honestly, if you just play along, get warmed up, because one day this is going to be you on the phone playing this for real. Today, caller number 10, though. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Jennifer, Kaden, and Ethan.
Okay, hang on.
Jennifer, Kaden, Ethan.
Hi. What's up, guys? What's up? We're going to school. That sounds like we're going to school, voice.
We are. Yep.
Well, boo. JK.
School's great.
JK. Yay.
All right, guys. Well, let's play.
How are you guys?
We're good. We're good.
Thanks for asking. That's so nice.
We're gonna go through this game, give you guys a chance to win. Let's go to Jess for the rules, and then we'll come back and play. Jess.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash In gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. You just got to say pass, and we'll keep going. You guys ready to play?
Yes!
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. How many months start with the letter J? Or you can pass. Your choice.
A pass.
Question number two. Name one of the Great Lakes.
Lake Superior.
Correct. Question number three. What is the real name of the rapper Eminem?
Marth. Charles Mathers.
Correct. Question number four. What city is the setting for the movie La La Land?
L.A.
Correct. Question number five. What's the name of the leprechaun from the Lucky Charm cereal?
Oh, pass.
Question number six. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, God, I know this. Pass.
Question number seven. How many cards are there in a suit in a deck of cards?
Pass.
Question number one, how many months start with the letter J?
Three.
Correct. Question number five, come what on. Is the name of the leprechaun from Lucky Charm cereal?
That's 60 seconds. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Dang it.
Yo, we were on fire there.
I knew Da Vinci, too. I just didn't want to guess.
I know. It just takes a second. You want to make sure you're getting it right.
You have to believe in yourself.
These rounds go so fast. And hey.
Oh, my God.
All in all.
No, that was really good. Honestly, I think you probably had the best round of the week, honestly.
Yeah, best round of the week. Yo, that's something. No gas money with that,
thank
unfortunately, but a lot of props.
We should start that. That's so, so cute. Best round of the week.
Okay. Let's go through some of these answers so we can all be at least learn from this round. Jessica?
That question number five, what's the name of the leprechaun from Lucky Charms cereal? The answer is Lucky.
His name's just Lucky. I know.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And you knew number six, who painted the Mona Lisa, Leonardo da Vinci. And question number seven, how many cards are in a suit? In a deck of cards is 13.
There's 13 of them. Yep, 13.
Oh, yeah. I would not have gotten that one.
Best yeah, me either, actually.
Round of the week is what you got. You got at least the bragging rights of that. And I hope that gives you guys the motivation so you'll come back on Monday. We're going to have, 7 more trivia questions, brand new questions, worth another $1,000 in free Dash In gas. So it's always good to talk to you guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday, okay?
Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye, guys, and have a good day at school. And make sure to head to Dash In and try their Spike Burger, griddle, pressed beef, crispy bacon, grilled onions, all the things only at Dash In.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry. I ain't sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Will from Perry Hall, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need forgiveness because I started off my relationship with my wife on a lie, and now I think she wants to divorce me.
God. What's the lie? What happened?
It's a really stupid thing. Basically, we went to my family's house for dinner, and my brother was there, and he's telling some stories about the old days. It's a little embarrassing, but when I was in college, he had some crutches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when he was using them, because he had hurt his leg, he was getting a lot of attention from women.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I noticed that, and I said, hey, maybe I'll try that. All and right. That's kind of how I met my wife.
Oh,
and,
really?
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, and she never found out. Now, I thought it was okay. Like, she seemed all right. She kind of stiffened up for a second, but then, like, she knows I didn't mean anything by it. But as soon as we got to the car, she's just like, I can't believe, like, you lied to me. Like, our whole relationship is based off a lie. There's not really any other, like, secrets between us. So this is, like, the only kind of thing. I don't want her to leave me over this.
How did she find out, though?
My brother told her. Like, he's basically telling these stories about when I was in college. And
it slipped out
funny.
On accident.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, but you said save your marriage. Like, is she that pissed about this?
Yeah, she's living with her parents right now.
How long have you guys been married for?
So we've been married a year, but we've been together for another 3 years before that.
Wow. So okay. She's pissed, bro.
You're not still using the crutches, right? Like, you healed. You healed.
I can't vacuum. I got
allegedly,
crutches.
Right? Like it's not like you use that, like, for any current things?
Oh, no. I mean, that's way in the past.
Okay. Honestly, I think it's hilarious.
You like it?
I mean, the way that my husband and I met and our whole situation, well, I don't know if I'm the right person to be asking. But I think, like, if I found this out, and like you said, you guys were in college, like, you guys were young. If you were still on crutches to this day and you were like, it's been 4 years and she thinks I'm on crutches, but I'm actually fine.
Right.
I feel like that would
be
an issue.
Like a disabled thing.
But the fact that it was in the beginning, it was just really done and fun. I would not want to divorce you over it if you're my soulmate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that her reaction is that big. But, yo, everyone's got their thing. So what do you want? I mean, we're going for an apology here. We can try to save your marriage. I mean, honestly, dude, I'm sorry that it's, like, gotten to that point for both of you guys, you know?
But I am curious to hear her side of the story because I feel That's like true. this must be triggering something
sure.
else. Like, I feel like there has to be something deeper here.
Well, let's find out more. So Stacy has agreed to come on today. That's his wife. And if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, but how this works is we reach out to people and we say, hey, you know, we're a radio show here in Baltimore that does a segment about forgiveness. There's somebody that wants to bring you on here, but we're not going to tell you who it is unless you agree to come on. She knows what's up. The tension of this one's high. Is she willing to move past this? Maybe we can, like, help facilitate that with Forgive and Forget next on Mix. All right. So, Will, you stand by for a second. Don't let her know that you're on until we give her a chance to guess who it is, even though she knows. But we'll give her a chance to at least, you know, talk about this, okay?
Okay.
Cool. All right. Let me get on Stacy. Hi, Stacy. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Thank you, by the way, for coming on and agreeing to do this. I know it's a pretty vulnerable segment that we do.
Yeah, I know. You know, if something like this happens to someone else, I just want it out there.
Well,
yeah.
I know that you know. Well, Charlotte told me that pretty much you're not really in question of who this is on the phone with us today. But who is your assumption that it is?
Oh, my lying husband. I just found out that our entire relationship was built on a lie. Like, when I met him, we bonded over the fact that he saved a kid, and that's how he got injured, and I really fell for him because I thought we had the same values because, like, I love children.
Wait, hang on, Stacy.
I don't mean to cut you off real quick.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah,
can you elaborate?
Can you actually just tell us what the lie was that he told you on what caused the injury in the first place?
Well, he saw a kid crossing the road, and he was about to, like, be hit by a car, and he dove in and saved his life and got injured in the process.
Okay.
On top of the lie, it's like I don't have trust for him anymore, and I can't believe he would let this lie go on this long because, like, whenever I kind of think of him, I think of that moment of, like, how generous of a person, you know, you have to be to, like, you know, kind of risk your life to save
selfless.
A child,
yeah,
you know, and that's
course.
Not who he is.
Okay.
And that's who I thought he was this whole time.
So, Will, you never mentioned, I mean, I guess we didn't really ask, but you never mentioned this whole...
the lie itself.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for what I did, and I'm really sorry. It's just... I don't know. I was young and stupid, and I didn't have confidence in who I was. So thought maybe if I can get in the door, maybe she'll love me. And that's what happened. And that the person that you fell in love with is the real me, though.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I'm wondering if he, like, made up this lie to connect with me, and, you know, does he even like children? I just don't know how to trust him again.
I promise you, I'm not a liar. Ever since then, I haven't lied about anything. I promise that.
He could say he's not lying, but how do I know?
No, totally. I completely understand where you're coming from, and I think anyone can really relate to that feeling. Is it something that you could be willing to work through?
I'll do whatever it takes.
It's so soon, and my heart is broken, and I just don't know. I don't know how to process these emotions. Like, I do love him. I just don't know how I can get over this.
That, I mean, it's a lot. That's, I don't mean to laugh, but that's a lot. Would you be willing to maybe get some feedback from other people if it's worth maybe forgiving a situation like this? Because the phone's ringing, but only like if you're comfortable with hearing out. Maybe is it worth giving, you know, your husband? I mean, this is not a boyfriend. This is a husband. Like a pass on this one. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm open to that.
Okay. So we do. A little more information now. We have found out that Stacy's husband told a pretty big lie about saving a kid's life at the beginning of their relationship, which is a big lie, right? Mm-hmm. She now is like considering separating or whatever. But would it be worth forgiving your husband over that?
This is Travis on One in Woodlawn.
Travis, what do you think? Is it big enough?
In my opinion, no, it's not big enough at all. If she found this out within the year they first started dating, I can understand. But after 4 years, it sounds like she's just trying to find her way out.
So you think there's another motive here?
Possibly.
Like if the bond was that strong, you think like the automatic reaction was like, let's get through this versus I don't know if I want to be with you anymore?
Yeah. I mean, I think they were just laughing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think personally, but I mean, it just sounds like something silly that he did to get her attention.
Right.
Which, as a guy, I mean, majority of us has probably done that before to get girls.
I was gonna say,
what? You don't say.
Hey, let's not go through our record of what we've said and what we haven't said, okay? That will not end well for most of us. So, no, women, we're always honest with y'all at the beginning. Trust me.
This is Heather on 8 in Bel Air.
Hey, Heather. Morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is it big enough to end a marriage because he lied about saving a kid's life?
Maybe, right? So we don't know what other nuances have gone on in their relationship.
Right.
A trust breaking is a very big deal.
Yeah.
And it's not for me or you or anyone else or the husband to say how big or little that break in trust is.
Yes.
That's up to her.
Yes, yeah.
So for me, when I walk out of a relationship, when I really, truly love someone, because sometimes love isn't enough, I make sure that I've done every single thing that I could to make that relationship
wow,
work, right?
Damn, Heather. So, yeah, girl. Jeez, yeah.
I mean, let me say, I make sure I do everything. You can't make the other person do everything,
that's true.
Right?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
So as long as you're walking away going, I did what I could no matter what they did, it doesn't matter. I tried.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest a couples therapy, trying to go through it. But if you're just feeling that way, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And you need to do what you can live with at the end of the day.
Yes.
Damn,
dang,
to
Heather.
Heather,
you got a place we can talk to all the time? She's
Heather
out here. She's out here dropping
here.
Gems. I love that.
Ayana, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think? I mean, is this big enough, you think, to end a marriage over?
I totally do not think that it's big enough to end a marriage over.
Yeah.
And I say that to say, I mean, it's college. It's okay. Guys do goofy stuff. Girls do goofy stuff. It's fine. He didn't know he was going to fall in love.
Yeah.
You actually fell for the story.
Yeah.
And he forgot to make it a kiki at, you know, maybe the third date. But it's okay. It's other things, and it's worse of things that, you know what I'm saying, that could have happened.
Well, that's
breaking you two up. And then sitting at, you know, acting, giving advice like, well, I actually broke up with my guy because he said he saved a kid and he was on crutches, so we divorced. I mean, it could be cheating. It could be, God forbid, he was gay. It could be anything. But thank God that you have what you have. But like I said, for him, it may be just a blessing in disguise. You dodged the bullet because obviously the feelings are neutral and maybe it's just more to the story. But he really sounds sincere when he said he didn't lie again. She needs to deep into some stuff that you think that she lied about and find out the truth about her lies.
Get some kind of rebound situation. Like, let's go through your lies then, too. Man, listen, I understand where you're at. Like, I get it, Stacey, that, like, this has got to be shocking. And it's nothing I'm sure Will's proud of over here. But, like, most people are saying, like, this is marriage, unfortunately. You, like, work through these hard times. You think you're, like, does that change your mind now you hear, like, everyone's opinion?
You know, I'm open to coming home and starting couples therapy, but I don't know if I'm ready to forgive yet.
No, of course. Will, is there anything that you want to mention to Stacey?
Yes. I'm so sorry, and there's no excuse for what I did, but, you know, you're my everything. I can't imagine my life without you. I'm willing to put in the work, and I'll never lie to you again. I promise that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore top three with Jess. Number 3.
The Ravens Youth Foundation has now opened applications for its Ravens Youth Football Grant. Teams chosen to receive the grant would have all of their players outfitted with brand new Under Armour jerseys and cleats. In 2024, the grant serviced 170 local youth football teams. All applications must be submitted by no later than April 11th. And so if you need more info, you can get all of that at BaltimoreRavens.com.
Number 2.
We finally have a premiere date for Happy Gilmore 2. The long-awaited sequel to Adam Sandler's 1996 hit comedy is set to debut on Netflix on July 25th. The movie brings back Sandler into the title role along with Julie Bowen and Christopher McDonald in their respective roles as well. The film will have tons of cameos, including appearances by Eminem, Travis Kelce, Bad Bunny, and many, many more.
Jess, I know, is geekishly waiting for this.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore is one of my favorite movies of all time. I don't know if I should have been watching Happy Gilmore, but growing up, I just would always watch it with my dad, and I loved it.
But I think that's what makes it so risky, right? Like,
why?
Some of these movies just shouldn't be made into sequels.
But I trust Adam Sandler.
Do you? I don't.
I trust him.
I gotta be honest.
If he walked in here and he told me something, I'd be like, I believe you. I trust him.
Using that goofy-ass voice.
I believe him.
Are you looking forward to it? Why don't you text us?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to it, or are you worried this is gonna, like, the way of, like, every other damn movie they try to bring back? Like, great example. Dumb and Dumberer. The third one they made, the third Dumb and Dumber.
Well, that wasn't my vibe, so I have no, I mean, you know, that was not, I don't know.
Number one.
The next time you're on a flight, maybe pay attention to who's sitting around you, because you might just see T-Pain. He posted a recent video that has since gone viral during a Delta flight, explaining to his chattering fans, I guess we can say, as to why he prefers to fly commercial versus a private jet. And it's for the most obvious reason, money. Take a listen.
To take a private jet from Atlanta to Vegas and then back to Atlanta is $126,000. Do you understand what I'm saying? No private jet? What? You're not taking a private jet? How would you do that? What, in what world is that smart? Then y'all would be like, are you going broke again?
T-Pain also added in the comments, pass me the Biscoff cookies. I'm glad T-Pain did this because everyone will always give him flack whenever he is on commercial flights. And I'm glad that he also makes the comment of like, but then again, like, so what? I'm not smart about my money. And then all you guys are going to be talking crap on me saying that I'm broke again.
Well, yes. Yeah,
like, leave him alone.
He's talked pretty publicly about like being so rich and then going broke.
Yeah.
And I, listen, yo, you can't, yo, this man's trying to buy eggs right now too, like the rest of us. You know, it's like,
for real?
Can you blame him? Like, before
no.
you start pointing fingers on who's taking private jets and who's not, like, look at your own bank account. All of us should, you know.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Yo, it's like, if you've been listening today, you know, it's been a heavy day for us on the show. And I know it's a heavy day for you too, if you've listened to Mix 106.5 for a long time. And obviously with Priestley being laid off yesterday, we're all like just mentally trying to figure this out.
Yes. And we don't have answers, but we are going through this with you. And we just also want to be very honest about how we're feeling. And we're trying to balance our own personal emotions going through this, and also at the same time giving you your Friday show that you're used to.
Sure.
And so that's just what we're trying to balance right now, that we can to the point where we can also do it authentically as well.
I'll say this really quick, because a lot of you guys came in kind of late on the conversation about Priestley. We can't sit here and like do this story over and over and over again as people are coming and going. This is not a plug for our podcast at all, but if you do want to hear what we have to say about Priestley and you know, as much as our feelings as we can give you, because it's exactly how we're feeling. But with trying to balance all of this, Jess and I were like, Friday doesn't feel right today.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very like comfortable, to be honest.
We'd be faking our way through it. What we decided to do is we're going to go back and listen to one of our favorite Friday Karates, because we know that some of you guys love this game so much, and we want you to have the... But listen, our job still is to make sure that you have the best weekend ever, right?
Yes.
That's our Friday goal, is through no matter what's going on. You know, and we're going through a lot of crazy... It's not even just this. It's everything.
It's a lot right now.
And so to take away Friday from you, if this is like something you come to listen to regularly, that didn't feel right either. So with your permission, hopefully you'll understand, we're going to give you a best of Friday here. And then, because we all need a good laugh, right? So let's listen to Friday together.
It's time for Friday. Feels good to let it out.
It's a silly concept that Jess said no to for months. Remember?
No, I do. Vividly.
I pitched this idea. I said, why don't we do a game where at the end of the week, because you are a sensitive person.
I mean, let's be real. Your delivery and tone was not the best.
What did I say?
You were just being annoying about it. So I was like,
listen,
no.
I've never believed in another segment like I do with Friday.
Yeah, it has turned into one of the more popular segments on the show. I'll give you that.
So Jess is a sensitive person. She cries a lot for all kind of reasons. So what we do at the end of the week is Jess gives you a review of her possible tears for the week.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to tell you three reasons of why she may have cried. You're going to try to guess what actually made her cry. out of these three stories. Basically, it's two lies and a truth. Make sense? All right, let's start, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the tears. This is called Friday Criday. Story number one.
Story number one. Ever since someone blatantly stole my Starbucks cup from the gym, I have been looking for a new one. I'm serious. Literally 4 months I have been searching. Until this week, I finally found one that I love, and I honestly gave up hope, and it was making me really, really sad. And I just walked in. Like, at this point, like, I'm just like, it's over. It's fine. I walk in, and there she was by herself. I go to the Starbucks all the time. I always look at the cups every single day, and it was just...
Wait, her is the cup?
Her is the cup.
Her is the cup.
Yeah.
Okay. She has a gender.
Yes.
Okay.
And she was just there on the register, standalone. No other ones like this. And I was like, oh my God, like, is that for sale? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, that's it. I get in the car and I call Garage Boy while he's at work. I'm not even supposed to do that. I'm like crying. I was like, you will not believe. Because he knows how long. Because even when he's with me, he's like, and you see anything you like? And I'm like, no. So does, I finally
does,
found it.
Does she have a name we should know about?
No, it's just her.
Well, that's disappointing.
It's just she. Could she is her. She is that girl.
I think that's it, sadly, but let's keep going. Story number two.
Story number two. So I have shared with you before that trying to text your little sister can sometimes feel like talking to a guy that's not into you. Well, that toxicity has only continued in my life. I called my sister Butter 3 times this week. And each time it rang, and then she like forwards it to voicemail. And I know she's forwarding it because it like rings like two twice, or three times. Yeah. I know that she's doing that. Like, you can't send me videos on TikTok and then not answer my phone calls.
That's the worst.
And you know what? I had it. The last time I called her, I broke down and I was like, I don't deserve this anymore.
Wow.
I was like, you can call me.
Wow.
I think that's like a younger sibling thing.
Yeah, I know. They don't really.
Does your little brother do that to you, Stone?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They can call us. I'm over it.
Yep. Story number three.
Story number three. This week, our videographer sent us a teaser for our wedding video, and it literally looks like a movie trailer for like your favorite rom-com. It's out of control. And one of my favorite things to do is make videos of my family and friends, but I've never had anyone do that for me. And when Garage Boy and I watched it together for the first time, like, I am full on sobbing because they, like, AK literally captured, like, my family and my best friends and just like the joy of that day in the most perfect way I could have ever imagined. And I emotionally just wasn't prepared.
It was a very cute video, and that would be a really valid reason to cry. Why do I still think it's more about the cup than Starbucks though?
What do you mean? Oh, this one? This new one?
Why do I feel like that's the...
From their
that
pride
would
collection?
Actually make you cry more, I feel like. Okay, it's not about us, it's about you. What was the real cry this week? Who's up?
This is Dawn from Joppa on 2.
Dawn.
Hi.
Hi, Dawn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You got 3 stories. Which one really made her cry? 1, 2, or 3?
I think 3.
You know, 3 is the one about the wedding video, which would make sense. And what was your rationale behind that?
Jess is very emotional when it comes to her family, and every single thing about the wedding she would cry about also.
That's really true. Mm. That's a great deduction. You didn't want to go with the Starbucks cup because she also cries a lot over Starbucks cups.
Yeah, but that's not so sentimental, so to say.
True.
The wedding and the close, and this is like the final thing of it. It's kind of like the closing of it.
It's true. Okay. It's true.
Good point. Don't talk too much about it. You might cry. So just wrapping things up over
it's
here.
It's fine.
Jess, is that the real cry this week?
That was definitely the real cry.
There you go.
I was ugly sobbing. Like, I couldn't even keep it together. And also just like a double cry on this. Someone used the audio from that video that has the Billie Eilish song and then also My Vows with Garage Boy's Vows, and that also made me lose my flipping mind this week because the fact that like someone wanted to use our words to depict how they feel about their partner just sent me.
Wow, how about that?
Well, every single time you watch it, you're going to cry.
I know. It's true.
It was a great deduction, and because of that, you just won Friday Criday. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.